And that was Brett eliminating Matt for the day so that you can enjoy, hopefully, the Alan Miller experience here on AM 950. A little bit different in terms of an intro. And it is Alan Miller back with you for today and then perhaps a few more days while Matt is off, I don't know doing what, but I hope enjoying. Anyway, we're here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. You certainly can call in because that's what I thrive on, 952-946-6205, and we'll have some questions for you. I hope you have some answers for me. You can also email in at comment@am950radio.com if you don't want to hear your own voice, but I would prefer you to call and agree with me or not agree with me. We can at least have a dialogue, which is almost impossible under this administration to have a dialogue because they only have one way of thinking and one way of talking, and that's their way, or it's the highway. Well, 10 days ago, I really was in Havana, and I have to relate that experience to you. Here's even proof I'm holding up for those of you who are looking in, my Havana hat with the flag and the Cuba on it. Hola, for those of you who are of the Spanish persuasion. It was a wonderful several days in Havana, and it was just incredible. It's not just seeing the cars from the 50s that are really, really so well taken care of and bring back memories. Most of you are too young to remember those memories, but I'm not. Of course, I remember memories of Abe Lincoln walking to school with me and things like that. So, you know, we've got a few additional years under there. But the Cuban people, Havana is a city that's crumbling. It's crumbling because they are really poverty-stricken. And we were there enjoying it and the music and the people who are so warm and so receptive to Americans and so full of life. And as I say, music really keeps them going. And it was just a great experience, not only to explore Havana. We didn't get out of Havana, but we explored Havana and got a chance to partake in some of the things that are part of their daily life. Well, we were in on a ship, and we had a cabaret booked for the evening, 9 to 12, with some very well-known Cuban musicians who, again, they were a little gray in the long in the tooth, a gray in the hair. But among them, they had been nominated 14 times and had won eight, not Emmys, but whatever it is that you win for music. And it was an evening that we were really looking forward to. Again, 952-946-6205 if you want to share with us. Along about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we had gotten back from touring around the city and seeing some incredible things, including the Christopher Columbus Cemetery, which is unbelievable. A cemetery so huge that you wouldn't believe it. And that's, you know, that's not the highlight of the trip, but it certainly is a large part of Havana. At 4 o'clock, we get a message over the intercom. This is the captain speaking. The U.S. Department of Transportation has just canceled all visits by cruise ships and all person-to-person visits in Havana. You are confined to the ship. Nobody can get off the ship. Well, this was a real downer because we had booked this and were really looking forward to this musical cabaret evening with these great former stars, and I guess they're not former stars, they're still stars, but as I said, they had so many awards, and they came from so many different walks of life and organizations, musical organizations, and suddenly we're confined to quarters. Well, A half an hour later, the captain gets on and he says, no, the Department of Transportation says that the ban of ship visitors and person-to-person visits doesn't go into effect until midnight. So as long as you're back on the ship by midnight, you'll be okay. Well, this was good news. And we went. It was supposed to be a 9 to 12 musical evening. And there were nine of us from the ship that were there, the only Americans, I believe, in the place, with hundreds of Cubans. It was really an incredible musical experience. And because of the ban, the edict that came down from the Department of Transportation, they called the evening at 11 o'clock to give us time to get back to the ship by 12, which was really, again, another wonderful expression of the Cuban people, how important the visits were from Americans and how important it was to their economy. They were anticipating 800,000 people coming in on ships this year. So, of course, our administration cut it off. Why? I don't know why. The reason that we were given is because this is a Cuban dictatorship sitting on our shores. Well, I know there's a Russian dictatorship sitting a few thousand miles off our shores, and they seem to be in favor. I don't exactly know. You can go to some of the countries that have some of the worst despotic leaders in the world. Try the Philippines, Duterte, you know, try some of the others. Try North Korea, where if you disagree with the leader, you end up dead. I mean, really, but the Cuban people who are poor and struggling, of course, those are the people that suffer the most under this administration, and they suffered the most. In any event, we got on our bus. Our tour guide was distraught. He was practically in tears. He said, here goes my income. We won't see any more of you Americans. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what the bus drivers, the taxi drivers, everybody else is going to do. We get by with such a meager existence, and you were like new lifeblood to us. Well, we might have been new lifeblood, but we were failing lifeblood because what happened is we got back to the ship at 20 of 12, and the last thing he said to us is, whether you realize it or not, you are the last Americans in Cuba on cruise ships, on person-to-person visits. And as of today, it remains that way. Why, you tell me, why punish the poor? Because those are the ones that seem to get punished the most. They get punished the most in this country. The farmers who are struggling, what do? We institute tariffs and really drive them literally into the ground. It is the poor. Who do we want to take away health care from? The people who can least afford it, the poor. It really is such a commentary on this administration that it defies logic, it defies decency, it defies humanity, it defies anything that we think that we stand for. And what prevails? Greed, corporate greed, tax relief, which benefits the top 1% or 2% of the country, while the rest of the people, and I know I'm one of them who paid more this year in taxes based on the tax relief that we got. Well, last I looked, General Electric didn't pay any taxes. Bezos and Amazon, Bezos individually and Amazon, I believe, didn't pay any taxes. And you look at the people who are not paying taxes, AT&T, et cetera. How do you feel about that? Are you happy that you are paying taxes while those people who either have tremendous incomes or who cheat on their incomes, and don't tell me Donald Trump hasn't cheated on his income, $1 billion loss in 10 years on his taxes, to avoid paying taxes, the tax returns that we have never seen and perhaps will never see as long as he is in office. Don't tell me that that doesn't make a difference to you. It makes a hell of a difference to me. It makes a hell of a difference to all of us. And what they did to the Cuban people by cutting off visitation and relief, it makes such a difference in their lives where they're struggling and they got a little sustenance from our visits that suddenly is cut off so unfairly. I think I've been going on about this, going through the first segment here. Anyway, this is Alan Miller. We're talking on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. I'd love you to call in 952-946-6205. Talk about this. Talk about anything you want to talk about, political preferably or otherwise. When we come back, I want to talk about the Democratic debates that are coming up. The sides were just selected today. Interesting pairing, and certainly we want to talk about that. So as we come up on a break, listen to the sponsors, listen to what they have to say, and patronize our sponsors. And we'll be back with you in 2 minutes. We go down the highway.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. It's still amazing when two of your favorite things come together, like the new Toyota RAV4 having a hybrid version. Stylish, energy efficient, and tough, you can't find a better combination. A showstopper interior with intuitive technology, the look which gets you noticed, and the durability for all types of driving. And the RAV4 hybrid received the NHTSA 5-star overall safety rating. Test drive one today. Stop by Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
Finding the best foods the Twin Cities has to offer is easy with EatLocalMinnesota.com. Offering the top local and independently owned restaurants, EatLocalMinnesota.com has everything from burger joints to cocktails and fine dining. It's Greek to Me has been a family-owned Lynn Lake landmark since 1982. Under new ownership, the Janakis Karras family offers classically inspired modern Greek cuisine in a sublime space with gracious hospitality. Be sure to visit their charming bar and explore wines and specialty drinks from Greece. Find It's Greek to Me at 626 West Lake Street in Minneapolis or at itsgreektomemn.com. Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club invites you to check out their beautiful facilities for your next special occasion. Book your wedding reception, retirement party, business dinner, or other special event with confidence, knowing their expert staff and award-winning chef will make it a big hit with your guests. Call today to get a quote, 763-571-9020.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Pride weekend is almost here, and there is something for everyone. From the Friday night Beer Dabbler on the 21st, featuring 50 local brewers, to Pride in Concert on Saturday, June 22nd in Loring Park with the headliner TLC. And you can't forget about the Rainbow Run leading into the Ashley Rooks Pride Parade on Sunday, June 23rd. This is a festival and celebration you do not want to miss. Get your tickets now. VIP is still available with free food and drinks. Go to tcpride.org. That's tcpride.org. We'll see you there.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. Happy Pride, everyone. This week's theme is about society's outcasts and begins with Sylvia Rivera, a transgender activist who protected queer people whom gay and lesbian folks wanted to ignore. The big interview is with Dr. Thomas Adams of Better Futures Minnesota, an organization that invests in humans whom society otherwise casts away or doesn't see. Ellie 2.0 Radio on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Thank you. And we're back on AM 950. Alan Miller sitting in for Matt today. Call in 952-946-6205, AM 950. And it looks like we have Penny calling in from Minneapolis. Wants to talk about Cuba. And Penny, you're on the air.
Hi, Alan. I couldn't agree with you more about Cuba. I have friends that have visited there in the last year. They had the same reaction as you. But you have to know the racist criminal in the White House is doing that because anything and everything Obama did for humanity, he has to undo, whether it's Cuba or car regulations, anything that benefits our fellow man, he has to undo.
Are you talking about the racist criminal who's a misogynist, who's a pathological liar, has no moral value, who cheats on everything, including his taxes, who has been guilty now of about 11,000 lies since he took office, and you can't trust a word that comes out of his mouth? Is that the man you're talking about?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, what other reason could it be? It hurts the Cubans and it hurts the Americans that would love to go there as you did.
And, you know, we were so lucky because we booked a short cruise and we had our choice of several dates. And I said to my wife, Sharon, let's go as early as possible because you don't know what this crazy Department of Transportation, what this government is going to do. He is so erratic and really so mercurial. And so we took the first one. Well, the first one ended up being the last one. We were literally the last Americans that came in by ship for a person-to-person visit. And it was just criminal. When you see these people and you see how they're struggling and, you know, their form of government. In fact, I wrote an article about it, which hasn't been published yet. But one of the things I said was, and if it doesn't get published in one of the two papers, you can look at my blog, Curmudgeon's Musing, and you'll see it by next week. We can get so much more with a carrot than with a stick. And here we are. If we want these people to come back and be part of our society as they were for so many years, by helping them, we can certainly do that and change in our own way, making the choice of government for them so that they reject communism. As it is now, 12% of the Cuban people have self-owned businesses, and that was unheard of a few years ago. They are moving in the right direction, and what do? We thwart it, and it's just ludicrous. It makes no sense, and like everything else that has happened under this administration, I don't want to mention that man's name.
Me neither.
And because then I'll regurgitate on the air, and that's not fun. But your friends—
Well, not only that, Alan, who benefits? We benefit by our visits there. We meet people that are like us. We can relate to them. They can relate to us. You just pass the love around the world. What is wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's what really should make the world go round. And unfortunately, you are absolutely right. Everything that Obama did, as he did in 2015 by opening up Cuba, everything that Obama did, this moron, and I use that expression probably insulting all morons, but then I don't want to insult all idiots either. He wants to undo everything that Obama did. He doesn't have an original idea of his own that certainly would fit in social society. But
and while you were away, you heard about the car regulations. He wants to undo that, too.
Well, how about the tariffs? How about the fact that 600
ridiculous
businesses yesterday, including the National Chamber of Commerce, and many Republican senators are urging him to pull back on these tariffs because who are they hurting? They're hurting us. They're hurting our people. And yet someplace, somewhere, he heard that tariffs are good. He knows nothing about it. He doesn't read. He doesn't have any intellectual.
He doesn't care.
Doesn't have any intellectual capacity at all.
Right.
You've noticed that everything intellectual that has been part of the administrations of the past 40 years has disappeared under Trump. Back to hamburgers and God knows what. It's just.
But also, I am very upset about what happened yesterday. All these Republicans, including Lindsey Graham, spoke out about if the foreign country tries to interfere, you call the FBI. And when they could vote for such a rule or a law, when Mark Warner suggested it, they were mute. So their words mean nothing. It's actions that count. They did nothing.
You're absolutely right about that. Mark Warner put a resolution forward that was really so simple, and it mirrored everything that each of these sycophants had said about, oh, we can't take foreign intervention in our government. And yet, when they tried to bring it to the floor, the second most despicable person in the country, Mitch McConnell, wouldn't even consider it, and they couldn't bring it to the floor. So they mouth these niceties, and that's all they are just words, meaningless words, coming from meaningless people who really subvert our democracy, who ignore our Constitution, much the same as our president has done, and who are in it, I guess, only for their own benefit. How much money can we raise?
Well, even the FBI director said, this is what you do. But I saw on Morning Joe or some show today that Lindsey Graham was at 41%. Now he's over 70% for election. That's all he cares about himself.
That's all most of them care about. It's interesting because the head of the Federal Elections Commission today spoke out, I think, about 2 or 3 hours ago and said it's absolutely a crime. It's against the law to take advice, to take anything from a foreign government if it involves affecting our election. Our elections are for us. And I do think that the Democrats have to get much more aggressive in this regard. I
agree, but then I wondered, Alan, why did Mark Warner, who I totally admire, have to even propose that if it's illegal? Is there a battle over what value means? Can it be words? Does it have to be an object?
Well, I think it was the wording of what he proposed, and I don't have it in front of me, but it was to make it crystal clear that it wasn't just an election law rule. It was a matter of law and really an expression of our conscience that you cannot accept anything of value, including an offer to help somebody win an election, which is the only reason that this man won the last election, who was more than 3 million votes behind under our ludicrous system, where you can be the winner of the election and still lose.
We've got to get rid of the Electoral College.
Absolutely. Not only did Hillary lose, and I was a longtime Bernie supporter, but I voted for her.
Me too.
But the whole country lost when that went into effect. And Jenny, I want to thank you so much for calling in and
you're
creating
so welcome.
A dialogue.
I'm really happy you're on the show. Thank you, Alan.
I thank
Bye-bye.
You. And again, we're going to take a break now. We'll be back in a few. Call in.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
On June 16th, say thanks, Dad, with the Park Tavern. From 11 until 2, it's the Father's Day Barbecue Buffet. St. Louis-style ribs, barbecue chicken, grilled burgers with all the fixings, corn, watermelon, all the sides, and dessert, too. Dad gets a free pint of beer and a T-shirt, and there's an hour of free bowling with your reservation. $20.95 for adults, $14.95 for seniors, $10.95 for kids, and 5 and under are free. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, on June 16th, say I love you, Dad, with the Father's Day Barbecue Buffet at the Park Tavern.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, the limits of tolerance.
If a person isn't harming anybody, I say we tolerate her belief.
But what if she's intolerant? What if her beliefs turn me into a second-class citizen?
Then we answer them with argument and fight them in the courts.
Isn't that a little intolerant of you?
The limits of tolerance. Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk. Every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950. turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
It's a great time to spend these June days in the garden, admiring visitors in the birdbath and marveling at what managed to sprout out of the ground. Unfortunately, those colorful flowers can track in 50 shades of dirty soiled carpeting. Luckily, Zero Res is here to save the day. You can get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned and sanitized starting at just $149. So call Zero Res today at 952-ZERO-RES or go online at ZeroResMinnesota.com. And don't forget to say you want that AM950 special, Zero Res.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway.
When I listen to Willie, it makes me realize that yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel. We just have to endure it until we get rid of this president at the ballot box. It's really incredible. I think one of the things that has been very, very evident in the last few days is the fact that every time a Democrat or a proposed candidate, a possible candidate, seems to move ahead, that he gets hit with a name, a derogatory name by the president. So I'm going to designate the president as Dumb Donnie. And Dumb Donnie is a guy who doesn't read, who doesn't write, and if you need exercise, if you go 3 times around his girth, you'll probably be good for the day. And that's Dumb Donnie. And I think, I hate to do it, but I think that we need more of that. I think we have to fight his fire with fire. We have to point out the fact that the national intelligence briefing that comes every day, he doesn't want to read it. I think he can't read. Maybe he's dyslexic. I don't know. But he doesn't want to read it. And so people give it to him piecemeal. But there are things that he doesn't want to hear. For instance, he doesn't want to hear anything about Russia. So they can't mention it. Kirstjen Nielsen is no longer a member of the candidate because she wanted to bring up the fact of Russian interference. And in any event, 952-946-6205, Alan Miller with you, AM 950. If you don't want to talk, you can certainly email at comment@am950radio.com, but I prefer you to call, pick up the phone, or punch in your phone now as you're driving home, but make sure that it's hands-free. Certainly, we've seen enough tragedy from people who are either texting or talking while they should be just paying attention to the road. But in any event, 952-946-6205, and let's hear what you want to talk about. We have the Democratic debates coming up. I'd like to know, are you going to listen to both debates? What do you think of the fact that there are 10 people in a 2-hour debate? Is that sufficient? What about the fact that Governor Bullock of Montana is not going to be on the debate stage? And his reason for announcing late in a Republican state that he won, in a Trump year, amazing, is the fact that he was working with his legislature to save health insurance for the people of Montana. Well, that's enough to get him a late start, and he won't be on the debate stages coming up next week on the 26th and 27th, I believe it is, 10 candidates each day. What do you think about it? Who are you favoring? 952-946-6205. They just set the lineups today, not quite like the Twins lineup, but I think that both of these lineups are capable of hitting home runs. Interestingly enough, on the second day, Bernie and I believe Biden and Buttigieg are all on the same stage. On the first day, we have Elizabeth Warren, and Amy is going to be on the stage on the first day. Amy, who just today said she moved her position on impeachment to the point that she said, you know, if the House votes it, it's time we should go with it, as I understand it. And I haven't read what she said. I haven't heard what she said, but I think it's to that effect. So that, good for you, Amy. And yeah. Is Amy Klobuchar capable of being president? Well, we have this buffoon who is president now. She can run circles around him, both intellectually and energy-wise also. Amy is a Minnesotan. Amy stood out there in a snowstorm and announced her candidacy. This man, who is really despoiling the Oval Office at this time and not only alienating our friends but making fools of us, is a man who he claims everybody else is low energy. He's the guy who has to sit and watch television all morning for, quote, executive sessions, end quote. What BS? I mean, really, executive session. He wouldn't know what an executive session was. This is the same man who, if he doesn't get his own way, suddenly can call a national emergency when none exists simply because he wants to use that as a crutch to get his own way. This is a man who, if he's afraid somebody is going to say something truthful, will insist that they either not go before a legitimate inquiry or he asserts executive privilege to keep them from talking about what they want to talk about. I mean, it's really, really, it's so far beyond outrageous that you really can't fathom it in this society, in this country, in this time, that we have somebody who's not only in power, but who continues to really get the support of his party. And it really isn't his party, because what is the Republican Party today is not the Republican Party that we grew up with. What is the Republican Party today is not the Republican Party that would joust with the Democrats and yet be able to get things done. This is a partisan organization just intentionally trying to undo everything that is best for the people of this country, the majority of the people in this country, to feed their own greed. And it is really depressing. We've got to do something about it. We can start by listening to the debates and deciding which of these candidates we can support, which of these candidates, most importantly, is capable of beating this man in the office and getting him out of office, the man who has never had a majority in any event. And again, 952-946-6205, Alan Miller sitting in for Matt, getting rid of some vitriol here, and it's good. It's like a therapy session for me. We get it out. We get it off our chest. What do you think of the fact that in Russia, they arrested yet another journalist a few days ago, Ivan Golunov? Of course, we know that in this country, journalists, respected journalists, Pulitzer Prize winners, award winners, acknowledged fair people in terms of the press are now designated as the enemy of the people by our moron president, who accuses them of fake news. Fake news, by the way, in his estimation, is anything that he doesn't agree with. That's fake news. If you say something nice about him, as his people are forced to do, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? Well, I think if he walks in front of a mirror, it cracks and smashes because it really, really is not him. But that's the way he runs the organization. That's the way he ran his real estate organization. That's the way he ran four casinos into the ground. That's the way his airline is no longer flying. His steaks are no longer selling. That's the way that everything he has touched turned to an opposite of Midas, turned to, I can't say the word because we're a family program, but you know what it turned to. And it turned to the same thing that you step in when you go into a courtyard where horses are kept. In any event, Steve's calling in from Minneapolis, and I'm happy to talk presidential politics with you, Steve. Welcome.
Hi, Alan. Yeah, glad you got to see Cuba before it got shut down. Here's the thing I'm concerned about. You know, all the polls show Biden ahead, blah, blah, blah. I hope the DNC doesn't do with Biden like they did with Clinton, because young people will not vote for this guy. And if you don't believe me, ask the guy in your control booth. I don't know anyone under 30 years old that has a good opinion of Joe Biden.
Well, you know, it's 16 months to go. And Joe Biden announced it was a name that people were familiar with and recognized and knew that he had a long career in government and vice president, et cetera. So it's not surprising to me that he jumped to the lead. The other side of the coin is age certainly is not on his side. And yet I'm a Bernie supporter, or I was certainly in the last election. I really haven't made a choice this time because it's going to be ABT, anybody but Trump. But yes, I understand that. And we'll see. We'll see. If the only choice we have is Biden and Trump, I would hope that young people don't stay home, because I would hope that they recognize that whatever happens in this election is going to affect their lives for the next several decades. And it's the most important thing is to reverse the downward trend that this country is on and get people into office. Do you realize that half of the cabinet positions are still unfilled, and he puts the rest of them in the hands of acting commissioners, acting chairman, acting cabinet people, because that way they don't have to go through Congress. That's how he can get a lot of his inept people in office. In any event, why do you feel so strongly about Biden?
You know, if he's nominated, obviously I'll vote for him. But it's just, I work with a lot of younger. I'm 57 years old.
You're a kid compared to me. I have suits that are 57 years old.
I'm somewhere between you and Eric, okay? but I work with a lot of young people, and they just have a bad opinion about this guy, and you know, we can't afford for them to stay home this time.
I agree. I agree. And he does have time to prove himself otherwise, as he has changed some positions. And I see, Steve, that we're coming up on a break. Can you hang with us for a couple of minutes while we go to our sponsors and then come back? Because this is something that we really have to talk about, and talk about the quality of the Democratic candidates. So can you hang with us?
Sure.
Very good. We're going to break now. We'll be back with you with Steve, AM 950, Alan Miller, the voice, progressive voice of Minnesota.
At Burger Mo's, Mondays no longer need to be a drag. Dine on the beautiful patio for Burger Monday Madness every Monday after 4 p.m., where you can order any burger and fries off the menu for just $6. Not valid on Excel event evenings. Burger Mo's offers 20 fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking, and online at burgermo's.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about outdoor fires. Sitting around a fire is the oldest, most basic form of human activity.
What's new is in the way fire is burned. We can show you how to burn cleaner with a lot less smoke.
The radiant heat and light from an open fire is unmatched. It kindles our spirits and connects us to the outdoors. And now it's easier to experience and enjoy.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs wood and gas burning fire pits and fireplaces. Let us help you experience an outdoor fire without all the smoke.
Come see the many ways you can enjoy a fire outdoors.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers, you've heard the shouters, the haters, the beraters. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
And we're back with AM 950. 952-946-6205. Alan Miller sitting in for Matt. And in addition to Steve, who was with us and stayed with us over that commercial, Randy is calling in from St. Cloud, and why don't we put you both on at the same time and get a little dialogue going here. Randy, I know...
Hey, Alan, just a heads up. Actually, our phone system can't quite bring two landlines on at the same time, unfortunately. It's a bummer.
Curses, curses. I apologize for that. Now, Randy, stick with us for a minute. Steve, one of the things Randy wants to say is that... He thinks we have to go with centrist politics.
Oh, actually,
in 2020.
Quite the opposite.
And you feel quite the opposite?
No, Randy feels quite the opposite. He doesn't want centrist.
Oh, okay. Yep. Sorry about that.
And I'm in full agreement with Randy.
Yeah, we have to get somebody who can win an election.
Right.
And that doesn't have to be a bomb thrower, because that's not what the people want. That's not what the country wants. And I think that's not what most of us want. But we have to find a candidate who can appeal to both sides of the electorate. And, Somebody, for instance, Klobuchar is much more centrist than I am, but she is an honest, decent, good legislator, and perhaps it's in that ilk that we can win. I certainly have reservations about Biden also, and we'll vote for him if he's the only choice. But I want to thank you for calling in, and let's hear what the other side has to say. Randy, haven't heard from you for a long time. I missed you when I was sitting in previously, so fire away.
Well, there's two Randys I think you should know. There's a Randy from Coon Rapids who is a Trump supporter, but I am the Randy from St. Cloud and decidedly not a Trump supporter.
Mea culpa, Randy.
Sorry.
Forgive me, Alan. Forgive me.
But you, I just want to say, and forgive me, I think you've got it completely wrong about this appealing to both sides of the aisle and Amy Klobuchar can legislate by bringing both sides together. I mean, this isn't 1968. Or even 1975, maybe.
It's not?
I don't know if you've not been paying attention or what, but the Republicans aren't going to do anything with the Democrats. Anything. So anytime there's something called a bipartisan bill, legislation that's coming forward, and it's got a chance to pass, and oh boy, we're all excited, that means that we're taking it in the shorts.
There's no question about that. There is no bipartisanship, and there are 100 bills that have passed in the House that have gone to McConnell, and they sit on his desk. He won't bring one of them forward. A lot of bills, including bills involving health care and things like that. Yes, I agree with you. We cannot allow this to continue. And what we have to do is get everybody out at the polls. Now, if young people are turned off by one candidate, I would hope that they learned their lesson in the last election when Hillary won but lost.
What happened, I don't know, at the last election, if you looked at the crowds, Bernie had larger-than-Trump crowds, very enthusiastic crowds, a lot of young people. A lot of people who don't normally vote were excited, and the Democratic establishment did all that they could, and what they did was successful in squelching Senator Sanders.
You know, I wrote about that.
Wiped him out.
I wrote about that, about the fact that they took a level playing field and they tilted it so that he couldn't win. I was a Bernie supporter, and I was in it until he was no longer in it. But you're absolutely right about that. And if, in fact, Tom Perez and the Democratic establishment thinks that they're going to do the same thing again, then we're going to end up with four more years of this misogynist liar. So,
and they're doing the exact same thing. And guess who's with them? The media. You know, not AM 950, but unfortunately AM 950 doesn't have a very large listening audience. Because when I'm out in St. Cloud, I hardly ever can pick you up. So anyway, I have to listen on a computer.
But at least we're here for you.
Give us that. I appreciate it.
Watch television. Go on to Access to Democracy, which my TV show, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary next month. Go on to my blog, which is Curmudgeon's Musing. Go on to Al Franken's blog. Hey there, Al Franken. And, you know, there are voices out there. But we need more than the voices that are out there. We need the voices of people like you to make sure that we get the message across, that to make sure that everybody votes, to make sure that people realize how serious this is, not only for us individually, not only for people who rely on Social Security and health care, but for this country, for the reputation, for the Constitution, and for everything that we stand for.
Well, and to do that is not who you're listening. We have to give people a reason to go vote. So if we get cornered into Joe Biden or even Amy Klobuchar, sorry, Amy, or Kristen Gillibrand, or, you know, all of the in the middle of the road.
Never Gillibrand after what she did to Franken. See my article in the Star Tribune about that.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, but she's seen as a viable. She could beat Trump. Well, I don't think so. If we don't excite
people, I don't think so either.
Normally vote, we have to excite people who don't normally vote, and you do that by telling them you're going to do stuff for them, not telling them how horrible Trump is. We all know Trump's horrible, but what are you going to do for me? That's what we have to be addressing.
I agree with you there, and I think the Democrats have to be more aggressive. I think that there are some really outstanding candidates among this flotilla of Democratic candidates. We have so many of them that we could field several football teams, but the fact of the matter is they're going to winnow down over the next few months to where we have three or four, and then it's going to be up to the primaries to make a decision. And I hope that we make the right decision to find somebody who can be progressive and yet centrist enough that we can win this election. We have to win this election for the sake of this country.
Why do they have to be centrist to win?
Because a good portion of the country is not a flamethrower like I am. A good portion of the country wants to move to the left of center, not center itself. And here we come up on time to call back on Monday. I'll be with you Monday, Randy, because they're waving me off the air now. And it's time to say goodbye. As we hear in the background. So I look forward to talking to you and pursuing this more on Monday. Alan Miller signing off. The Alan Miller Experience. Taking the rest of the night off.